I've been investigating this subject for over 12 years since my only child was brain damaged with vaccines. And if the listeners go to my website, drcarley.com, that's drcarley.com, I have just a small amount of the mountain of information I have in regards to how vaccines not only give you the disease, but they cause a corruption in the immune system that leads to all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. And this is not just me saying this. There are actually many scientists, especially veterinarians, that are not funded by Big Pharma who have found the same thing.
Okay, what World Health Organization and those promoting vaccines often put forth as a success story is the fight against smallpox. The figures they present is that in the recent centuries, 500 million people died from this disease, but they have successfully eliminated it through vaccination until, I think, late 70s. If we start with this, what is the problem with vaccination against smallpox, for instance?
Well, if you go to the top of my website, drcarley.com, there is a book that the listeners can download for free called Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, written in 1920 in regards to what the smallpox vaccine actually did. It not only caused a tremendous outbreak of smallpox, but it killed many people and caused all kinds of autoimmune disease and cancer. This is the biggest scientific fraud that has ever been perpetrated on humanity, that vaccines are a good thing. As a matter of fact, every single part of the vaccine is damaging. Vaccines not only have viruses in them, but formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum. I have a book published by NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, in the early 80s, where they admit that the aluminum in vaccines is what's causing the tremendous outbreak of allergic reactions and anaphylactic shock. So unfortunately, what has happened is the practice of medicine has been totally corrupted by Big Pharma, is that they're now using inoculations with disease as a scam to allegedly prevent disease, but what they're actually doing is creating disease. And as I said, it's not just the infection, it's all autoimmune diseases, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. What people need to do is to eat good food, good organic food, drink clean water, and detoxify themselves. As a matter of fact, there was a scientist alive at the time of Louis Pasteur, who came up with this one germ, one disease theory. Antoine Bachant proved that it's not the germs that are our enemy. It's our toxic bodies, because when we're toxic and especially exposed to pesticides and all kinds of other things in our environment, then the germs that are in our bodies are actually able to mutate because they're getting ready to decompose us because we're dying. And Antoine Bachant proved this, and this was covered up by Big Pharma at that time, because people have to realize there's no money to be made in curing disease. I was actually trained as a surgeon. I made 10 times what I make now teaching people how to reverse their conditions with natural therapies, not to mention what Big Pharma and the medical mafia do to people like me. I've had all kinds of very difficult situations occur being attacked because of telling the truth. And unfortunately, they use licensing procedures, the various governments do, to control doctors and to get them to act like robots and do what they're told. Prescribe drugs, do surgery, use radiation. These are all toxic poisons.
All right. The perception usually among the general public is that the discoveries of the 20th century have helped humans to gain a much better health, to live a longer lifespan. What kind of autoimmune diseases are these, and do we have any figures how this has changed since the beginning of vaccination, if the things are correlated in increasing?
Well, since they don't admit that they're caused by vaccinations, nobody's done that study, but all you have to do is look around you. I mean, everybody pretty much today has a chronic disease. When I talk about autoimmune disease, I'm talking about autism, which is actually an autoimmune disease caused by the measles virus. It's actually subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. They changed the name to hide the true cause. We're talking rheumatoid arthritis, insulin-dependent diabetes. I have little babies, two-year-old babies, that are clients of mine that have come down with insulin-dependent diabetes as a result of massive assaults of very many vaccines. Every autoimmune disease you can imagine, autoimmune disease of the thyroid gland, autoimmune disease of the thymus gland, your joints, every part of your body, your heart. There's a very important article on my paper entitled The Science of Vaccine Damage, not written by me. It's out of the UK, but it has 19 scientific resources, references, written papers by non-pharma-funded veterinarians that have proven that the corruption in the immune system caused by injecting viruses directly into the body is leading to all of these autoimmune disease. We may have longer health lifespans at this time, but we certainly aren't healthier. And as a matter of fact, there are quite a number of studies that have been done of people that live in areas where they're away from civilization, quote-unquote, people that live to be 110, 120 years old, people that get lots of exercise, have fresh water, clean air, and do their own gardening and don't even know that pesticides exist. So that is another lie. We are not healthier. As I said, we may be living longer, but we're not healthier. We're having all kinds of chronic disease. And, of course, this is how Big Pharma makes billions of dollars. There's no country that's more corrupt than the United States. I mean, we have at least six pharmaceutical lobbyists for every person in Washington, D.C., to get them to pass laws to force vaccines on the public, to allow their toxic drugs to be sold, and even have commercials on television, etc. But this is extended everywhere. Even the country of China, which has known about things like acupuncture and herbal medicine and all kinds of things for thousands of years, even they are getting infiltrated with the toxic drugs of Big Pharma. And people have to ask themselves, why do the governments only promote pharmaceutical drugs? We have something called homeopathy that's been around for hundreds of years. I did not learn about it in medical school. I learned about it because I went to someone for two conditions that I had, and it cured both conditions. And that's when I realized that homeopathy was basically pushed out of the United States, especially because it cures you.